Oh, it's the hot box. God. Are we ready for this, 2013?
Y'all ready for this? Banana bum 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 bum. It's the first fucking hot box of 2013. Hi, guys.
Woo-hoo. You're here at Skid Row Studios. And if you're listening, you can give us a call, 800-893-9562.
Yes. And since Cassie isn't here, sadly, I will go ahead and do her usual handle, which is www.skidrowstudios.com. But chances are, if you're listening, you're already on that website. But you should be there, because me and Mindy are here. We got some special guests. We got some things cracking. It's 2013. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Dude, today's been a good day.
I'm feeling good about 2013.
Last night we had a party in the studio.
Dude, we got buck. We got buck wild, and I don't like to use that expression, but we got buck wild in here last night. I went and saw the Melvins. I dipped out for a little while. Went to the Melvins with my sister and my friend Gina. And then I came back to the studio, and we were still partying it up like bitches.
I was all like, fucking Melvins.
Yeah.
I was pissed at them for taking you guys away.
Yeah, Mindy was pissed for a while.
And having such expensive tickets.
$60. Yeah. If you want to know, I mean, Melvins, I love you. I will love you forever. I will love you until the day that I'm, you know, not supposed to be on this earth anymore. But $60 tickets. Are you guys fucking kidding me?
$60 downtown.
$60 downtown at a tiny place. I felt like I was in like the wreck. I mean, it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but it's like a.
But it was like being in like. It was like going to like a youth group jamboree. Oh. Like it was so small that
pretty
it was like.
Place to have a Melvin.
I straight up paid $60 to be like pretty much like tits to nuts with Buzzo. And yet. I spent $60 for that. But I did it. I mean, I'm a consumer.
You were tits to nuts?
I am nothing if not a consumer. Yeah, I got real close. Oh, and I saw David Yao. He was there.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. David Yao, he sang with Kui. Me and Mindy and my sister and our fellow clams went on Friday night to the Echo. We saw some Kui, and they were actually our guests from two weeks ago.
Yeah. Last week was Christmas.
Yeah. So the week before that... And so David Yao sang with them. He sings for Jesus Lizard, Scratch Acid. And he actually was leaving the Melvins concert and I was outside smoking and I was drunk enough to go up and accost him and pretty much just bother him and his date for like, I like walked backwards and like screeched like jubilation at them. And then, and then they had to, you know, turn a corner and I realized that I overstayed my welcome. So yeah, that happened, but. Been a pretty good couple of days, I'm not gonna lie. Since Thursday, I think I've been doing all right. How have you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I've had like a lot of days off. I had Christmas, we had off through the 26th. I had to work the 27th and the 28th. Then I had Saturday and Sunday off. I had to work Monday, and then I had today off. So tomorrow starts back to the real world.
Yeah, tomorrow's my day back to the real world, too, actually.
Made a lot of music. Last night I was doing some beat rapping.
Dude, Mindy and I are about to, like, unleash just some horrible things on you guys. Like, she's making beats, we're both making rhymes, and everything that we're doing sounds wonderful and kind of also terrifying equally. So get ready for that. What are we calling this little sidey that we got going on?
I don't know. We don't even have a name yet.
We'll think of something. We'll get back to you guys. I mean, but it is happening. It's me laying down some filthy tracks. She's putting down the beats. They're stupid fresh.
Beats and some, a little bit of lyrics.
Some lyrics. I mean, yeah, like I'm trying to rhyme, but I'm also trying to like, you know, have a good time. But basically we just want to share it with you guys. So. Get ready. I'm saying in a month, less than a month, I think we'll have some shit laid down.
Yeah.
We'll put it on wax.
Album style.
So I miss Cassie again. Do you miss Cassie again?
Cassie, where are you?
I wonder
you?
If she's even listening. Cassie, if you're trying to break up with the hot box, you're going about it in the wrong way.
She might still be up there in the world of Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She does live in Seattle and she was there. Oh, I just found out. Never mind. I'm reading texts and forgetting that I'm on the air. Never mind.
It's all right. Let's share these texts with the world.
All right. Actually, this is actually a good text. This is pretty favorable. someone, I won't mention names, but I'm going to mention one name, but I just got told that Kyle thinks I'm hot. So, Kyle, I'm glad you think I'm hot, because I don't know if you are, but maybe
Kyle,
you are.
Who are you, Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle. You know what, Kyle? Give me a call. 1-800-893-9562. You don't have to show your face, but you might have to speak on the phone into this microphone. Because if you think I'm hot, I mean, hey, let's get this party started. Also, we do have a guest tonight. His name is Skippy. Skippy Simon. He's a stand-up comedian. Simon. And he's currently outside.
Oh, so why don't we play a little bit of music so we can gather our thoughts?
Yeah, because Kyle thinks I'm hot. Skippy Simon's in the house.
You guys enjoy this. We're going to be back with Skippy Simon in some craziness.
And we loves you.
Nelson Can, we're here at the Rock Hopper Go North live sessions, and we want to play a new track for you. It's called Are You High, and it's actually the first time we ever record it, so we hope you enjoy.
change my moods and say
family out
Fuck,
there.
Man, thank her. That was some sexy ass fucking shit.
That was Nelson Can. I gotta give a shout out to them.
Yeah, Nelson Can's a real fucking moist maker.
They're from Denmark. They're three lovely ladies. Their bass player, Sing, is an awesome girl that I met. She was a couch sitter in my house once for a few days.
All right. Couch sitting in their house for
and
a few days.
They're getting popular over there in Europe, so go them.
Yeah, go them. Go everyone. Just get popular everywhere that you can.
The That's first I thing I played was Mong Hang, which is a punk rock band from Japan.
No, we've played Mong Hang before. I'm
Mong Hang fits us.
Mong Hang, yeah, like if there was like a soundtrack to most of the ways that I spend my day, Mong Hang would definitely be on that soundtrack for sure.
Yeah.
I love them. I'm glad that you've shown me now two different punky, like, you know.
Go
alt-y,
check out the
like,
rest of
Asian.
Nelson Can. They have a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, and I also want to say, side note, this makes me sound like a hipster grandmother, but I don't care. Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, if you guys have ever heard of Sonic Youth, they have a daughter. She's 18 now. She's in a band called Big Nils, and one of my friends, who's actually been a guest on this show before, he showed me their stuff. She's fucking like she's got it going on. Like she has like the good like Kim Gordon kind of like snarl in her singing, and like the drummer is amazing. Like it's like a good little band. Like you're actually proud of children for once in your life. Like I'm actually proud of these little 18-year-olds. Like I hope that they like go a lot of places, because
yeah
like even if she didn't have famous parents, she actually really she really sealed the deal.
Rocking it.
She's got some heavy shit cracking, man. Yeah.
Oh, yes. My gosh. I got to do something here.
Wait, really quick. What?
I have to be like, this is the Hot Box. It's SkidRowStudios.com. Ding. And we have a phone number, 1-800-893-9562, where you can call in and talk to us because we have a guest in the studio that we should probably introduce.
And you should call the fucking show.
This is the Hotbox show.
Call the Hotbox. Wait, is my mic working? It's okay. That, all right. Now I sound better.
Wait. Yeah, now I can hear you.
Yeah.
Skippy Simon.
We got Skippy Simon and the Heezy.
What's up?
Welcome.
Good to see all of you.
Yeah, so you are a professional weed smoker?
Yes, I do it professionally. I'm actually sponsored.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Jerome Baker or?
Oh, no. There's a wonderful place called LA Confidential on Melrose. They had a comedy night there. And yeah, it was great because like I would go to these comedy nights and I never had my weed license. And for like a month, I got away with it, just sneaking under the radar. And then the one bouncer guy found out and I was evicted. I was like kicked out. And they were like, we can't have you here unless you have a prescription. That makes sense. You know, I'm not trying to ruin anybody's business or anything. You know, you got to play by the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to comply. Yeah, a little bit of compliance.
My favorite part was the next day when I got a phone call from the owner of LA Confidential, my buddy Jason. And he said, Skippy, get your ass down here. I want to buy your prescription for you so that you can come and perform at my dispensary. So that made me very happy.
So now you're a card carrying weed aficionado.
I am no longer illegal.
Well, I'm illegal.
Oh,
I don't have my card.
Dude, I've been legal and I've been illegal. And I'll tell you right now, it doesn't matter what the case is. I will get some marijuana.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've lived in other places. Like I haven't always lived in LA. So it's not like I'm trying to sit here and pretend that I'm going above the law. I'm just getting weed all the time. No, I prefer to smoke marijuana. And when I do, it ends up being that I can get it. I don't have to have like a paper that says I'm legally allowed to have like a gram or whatever the fuck their rules are.
I will always
smoke it. It's not like I'm sitting here with like a crystal meth habit. Like I'll get my meth no matter what. But
I can get some weed. I mean, if I am going
to
be married, I might as well be married to marijuana with this little legal contract. Because that's technically what it is. You're getting married to marijuana.
That's true.
And I will gladly walk her down the aisle and smoke her all night because that's how much I love her.
Yeah. Smoke her all night long.
I think it's like playing.
You're going in dry.
Oh, totally. So going in dry, coming out happy.
Yeah. They call that cottonmouth, mother.
Speaking of which, I'm going to have a drink real quick. I'll smoke a little before the show.
You have to have the license, but you have to like be like, yo, I got something wrong with me because I smoke weed. Like, it can't just be like, I'm awesome, I'm healthy, I'm perfect, I smoke weed. It's like, oh, I got this disablement where I have this, and so I get to smoke
weed. Well, first off, it's bullshit.
But wait, so you're right now, you're like, you have credentials, like you have paper. Yeah. What was your reason for getting it?
Oh,
I would love to hear it if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, not at all. My reason for getting it was I have horrible constipation.
Mine was when I had it.
No, but you have to understand why I said that, okay? It's because I'm full of shit. There was an underlying factor with that. Thank you. My life's a joke.
No, but I had it for almost 4 years. I renewed it 3 different times, so almost 4 years. My reasoning for having my medical card was anorexia.
Wow.
Which, if you're kind of thicker like I am, like, they think that like it's the only thing that's keeping her from being anorexic is if she could just smoke some weed.
Oh,
when in reality, it's like, no, I'm just actually like this size. Like I never once like pretended that I hated food or was afraid of food. Like I'm not afraid of that food. but when you put that on, like, cause you fill out that application and you're putting everything, you're going to pay. I mean, they're going to give you your card. I've never heard anybody get like turned down.
Well,
like,
it shouldn't be illegal in the first place. It's just bullshit prohibition.
But it is illegal, so I'll play by the rules for now. I don't drive around with it. I don't really go in public with it.
I do.
If other people do, yeah. No, I know you. Everybody does, but like I don't.
Me and my buddy. It was great. We were walking. Me and a friend
I'm
of
no
mine.
Fool.
Me and my buddy were walking down. We were like, I like to just go outside and smoke it, you know, because as soon as it becomes more publicly acceptable, the sooner it's going to be easier on everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because it's been...
I smoke it wherever out here.
Yeah, me too. You know, because it is socially acceptable. It's a socially acceptable thing because, you know, once you start smoking, other people show up and you start sharing, talking, you know, then you go out and get donuts.
It's like, hey, let's all hang out and share and be nice.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one big happy circle. Everybody's
I'm from Iowa, where it's like super against the law. Like if you smoke weed, you're like a felon, and they can get you as a felon, and they do.
Oh, yeah. I spent three days in jail for smoking a joint at Kennywood in Pittsburgh. It's this amusement park in Pittsburgh. It's got like pot cops just waiting for motherfuckers.
Pot cops?
Seriously, they got motherfuckers in the parking lot.
There's areas where they have
it's pot horrible. Cops. Yeah, they got pot they got cops just sitting there. To do.
Hey, wait, you're from Pennsylvania, yeah, Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm from PA.
Yeah,
it's fucked up there. I know
there's a lot of pot cops.
It's just so fucking strange. It's too hard to explain to somebody that grew up in California what it's like.
Yeah,
I mean, Mindy knows what it's
hideous.
Like.
Okay,
Mindy
I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania
near Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I've been to Allentown.
Yeah,
nice place.
A friend of mine got arrested for literally what she said is if you would have blew on the roach, it would have turned to dust. And she went to jail for that.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent 3 days in jail for roughly about the same thing.
It's just ridiculous.
They got me on, I think it's like 22 counts of paraphernalia.
What?
Of which, I think six of which were a pack of lighters.
Wow.
So, yeah, as long as they were accessory to helping.
What fires were you planning on starting, motherfucker?
Why do you need more than one sister right now?
I took my favorite little bong, and this little travel bong I called Wallop because that's what he packed, and like, fucking A, that thing was great, and the cops just totally ransacked and took that thing from me. It was bastards. But,
wait,
fuck the pigs.
Is Allentown, so weird,
different states? Like, because now we have two states where it's legal, but they're right next door to states where it's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And there's the states like us where it's like, okay, we'll have little loopholes, but...
I've lived other places than L.A., but I will say that living in L.A., like, and being, like, from Southern California in general, like, you kind of forget that, like, I was on a road trip with my family, like, my cousins and my sister and brother and my grandparents, like, in, like, a motorhome, and we drove up to Canada and then came down Canada, like, through like Idaho and like Utah. Like we went kind of like a little bit inward on the way back.
Yeah.
And when we were in Utah, we were at a, like an RV park with a pool, but it was like right next to like a farm. And there was a bunch of little Amish or Mennonite kids, like in their like long dresses with the long, like white knickers or whatever the fuck. And like the boys and like the little fucking suspenders and shit. And they're all just like watching like people swimming. And like their life is on the other side of that fence, but like they never get to have, they'll never have the kind of like fun.
Yeah, our life is porn to them.
Yeah, like they literally were just watching us, and like I was old enough, like I was 16 at the time, so I was old enough to kind of be like, dude, this is weird. Like this is just weird because it's weird. Like I feel bad for them, but there's nothing I can do for them. But I also don't like that they're just like staring at us. So like I had a million, you know, 16-year-old thoughts, but like. I always forget about that. I mean, if you live in LA, it's so multi-culty here and it's so like you grow to just like accept everything from everyone all the time. Like even the most obnoxious people on the planet I put up with here and like they would be the kind of people if I lived somewhere else, I would be like completely like impatient and like off the wall, like annoyed with.
You know what I've noticed about living in California? The craziest ones are the extremely rich and the extremely poor.
Totally.
Like, the extremes just fucking, on both sides.
LA has no middle of the road. Like, if they're crazy, they're crazy.
Yeah.
And they're going to be crazy to you regardless of your station in life or their financial anything. Like, you're going to have some crazy. But if you're in another part of the world, everybody kind of makes the same wage. People are just sometimes crazy. Like, that's what you're saying, like, in Sioux City, that's kind of how it is?
Well, everyone's pretty much poor.
Well, as I was once told by a very famous comic, the space in between Los Angeles and New York City, that's called farmers. That's all farmers. That's what that is. It's farmland. And that's pretty much what it is. It's middle America.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's...
And it's creepy. The government really has their hand in farming. Like, they need that corn grown because they need corn.
Dude,
syrup.
I've read so many articles.
They have spy planes. That's where all the droids are.
Oh, the spy planes. That's something I learned
this year. They're like watching the fields.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I drove... True story. In June, I went to see Primus in Santa Cruz with my ex-boyfriend. And... we were driving back from Santa Cruz, and you know, you take like Highway 1 and then you kind of get onto the 101 eventually, but like it's all crops, like all, like between Santa Cruz and like Monterey and a little bit past Monterey, like Salinas even, it's all crops. Like it's like chocolate brown fields of like lettuce or artichokes or whatever the fuck, but it's all like...
Did you go through Garlic Country? Where
Moss
is that?
Landing. Garlic Country, I think, is Gilroy, which
yeah,
is a
Gilroy.
Little bit...
Yeah, I think it's a little bit south.
Gilroy's but... on like out of the way.
Okay,
so this
my
is
bad.
Like a, like if you're heading south, like you're going through like Seaside, Moss Landing, Monterey, Carmel, and then you get out of all of that and then you finally get on like the 101. Finally. But you're like around crops a lot. And like, it freaked me out because I realized, you know what? Like these, this sounds so stupid, but this is the hot box and this is where we're allowed to say this kind of shit. But
yeah,
these crops are not picking themselves. And I don't know exactly how, like how they're being like, how these crops are being picked.
It's machinery.
So I Googled it. Uh-oh. It's not machinery.
Oh, no.
It's sharecropping. It's horrible.
I was just going to say that. I just
read
a book.
It's fucking actually really depressing. Yeah. And I like looked it up and like opened a can of racist worms for myself.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, just read about this all day. Yeah, great.
It's
great,
indentured
Mary,
servitude.
Great way.
It's Mexican slavery. It's just, it's, I just read
wretched.
A book. I just read a book called Reefer Madness by Eric Schlosser. It's the same guy who did, what was that book? Fast Food Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like is he does really informative pieces. And the thing he was talking about was how, marijuana was like the first part of the book. And then the second thing was like the strawberry trade and how it's basically you're eating slavery, technically, you know, because it's just like these people, I mean, they're trying to make money. They're trying to like, you know, just support their families in Mexico and this and that. And they are just indentured servants. That's it. They are just slaves to this. I mean, it's insane to find out where your fruit comes from. And, but also, yeah it's pretty scary. But also in this book, I found a new hero of mine. His name is, I'm really high. I can't think of it right now. Fuck. But
Zach Morris.
No. It's this guy. And what's funny is like.
Whack Morris.
Oh, I wish Whack Morris would call us again.
What was it? Ruben Sturman, I think. But like Ruben Sturman. He's this guy out of Cleveland, Ohio, who started the biggest porn empire in the world. And nobody knows who the fuck he is. And he went by like 10 billion different aliases and evaded taxes for like decades. He was just an amazing human being. And like, I actually found out he fired me when I worked for him at one of his porno bookstores a long time ago. Which I think is just absolutely hysterical. Because
like
I remember
the head of the company?
Yeah, the head of the company fired me because I had a name tag that said Skippy the Porn King. I got fired on my day off on a Friday. Oh. Yeah, I did it right.
That's exactly how you get fired, actually. Yeah, no, you should.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh man, the way that I got fired from dementia was epic.
Yeah,
that was the worst.
You're gonna go out bad.
Yeah, like if you're, I worked at. I mean, Mindy and I, for those of you who've been playing along or listening at least, Mindy and I met each other because we worked together. I worked at the same head shop that she got a job at. I actually got.
We were awesome coworkers.
We were awesome coworkers.
You would have loved to have bought a bong from us.
Yeah, you wanted like, to come into the North Hollywood dementia
awesome
and have
music
us
all the
help
time.
You out. Playing dope shit, fucking, you know, ripping it up, being cool, being nice.
Arts and crafts parties.
Yeah, making lighters, being nice. Actually, number one, being nice. Not a lot of girls in LA that sell bongs are really nice, so we were actually nice. So,
and not a lot of girls who sell bongs know stuff like what a glass on glass 16 inches.
And not a lot of girls are as pretty as these two girls. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. These girls know how to glass.
Humble
on
brag.
Glass.
It's a humble brag, folks. Humble brag. Come on.
Aww.
Come on.
You're so good at bragging, Mary. I decide Mary's gonna be my like
I'm
official
Mindy's
bragger,
hype man.
So I don't have to do it.
Or woman.
Yeah, you're her. You're her.
I'm
hype
her
chick.
Hype woman.
Hype chick.
Yeah.
She's
hype man's just
take
cooler.
A big stick. Big
well, I'm good.
Nah, this is sorry. Almost.
In case you didn't know, we're smoking here.
And it's good.
Do we have, like, it's a hot box.
Do we have any like problems we have to solve or anything like any current events to cover this week? We don't really, do we?
Well, I don't know. I thought we could think back on 2012 because this is going to be looked on as an epic year. And I hear all these people being like, oh, fuck 2012.
Blah, oh, blah, they blah. Can all go suck.
I had an awesome year.
I went to Europe.
Weed hasn't had an awesome year. It got legalized in 2 states. So many states are like hopping on the medical train and decriminalizing.
True story.
About
true
damn
story.
Time.
There's been actually like a few scientific studies that came out in 2012 that were like very positive. Like,
and what did we learn?
Marijuana use slows the symptoms of diabetes.
Diabetes?
Yeah, there's a connection there. Everyone knows, but like scientific studies
are
proving.
But wait, you're going to smoke the weed and then you're going to eat all them Baby Ruth bars.
But
and then you get the diabetes and then you got to hang out with Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, nobody's forcing you to hang out with Wilford Brimley. That is your decision.
Yeah, oh, man. Diabetes.
Dude, and it was the safest airplane year ever.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah,
no, but
that's
you know what?
Cool.
Here's one.
I love airplanes.
Here's one downside from this year. Huell Hauser is retiring or has retired.
Oh,
yeah. He's just gone. He doesn't want to do it anymore. He doesn't want to show us like the majesty that is all the ladybugs at the Ladybug Preserve.
Oh.
Like I
he doesn't
like,
want to take us to the ladybug picnic.
He don't want to do shit anymore except for fucking be dope as shit in his plaid button down short sleeve shirt.
Have you ever seen the one where he
and
has
like freak out about everything he sees?
Yeah.
You could take him to like you could take Huell Hauser to like Planned Parenthood and he'd be like, how many of y'all getting abortions today? Like he's just like fascinated with life.
Yeah,
he's and
like
now he's just not gonna do it anymore. He's just not down, really.
You wanna try to get him as a guest on here?
Yeah, I've been trying to get him. I've been secretly
we have
like
all these goals.
Facebook messaging him, but I'm not sure if it's a real Huell Hauser account. So like I've been
please come on our show.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'll be there. And I'm like, no, you actually won't because you never like you keep saying yes, but are you a human or are you a robot? So I don't really know. But I've been trying. Huell, if you're out there. I've been fucking messaging you, dude. And you need to come on our show.
Yeah, I want to talk about that
the
one
Melvins.
Video. Oh.
We need you on our show.
The Melvins, too. Yeah, basically, Melvins, we're just going to be bothering you from now on until you come on the show.
El King Buzz always said
hi. I
helped
you get your van.
Yeah, dude. I saw the Melvins. I saw the Melvins last night. I'm here to tell you guys. It was a pretty, pretty sick-ass show. But one thing that me and Mindy have talked about numerous times, and it was definitely the case last night, like, nobody fucking moves.
Yeah.
On a fucking
so
pit
proud of
in Los Angeles. It drives me nuts. Like, we were there last
night.
Like,
from an environment where people mosh. Like, there were, like, some sick-ass shows recently in my hometown in the videotapes. Everyone's, like, rocking the fuck out.
See,
I'm like, look, there's all my best friends moshing, and I'm here in L.A. with all the arm
dude,
crosses.
Dude, we were at Cui.
Yeah,
we were at Cui on fucking, on Friday. Me and Mindy and my sister and a few other people, like, a few assorted clams. We were fucking, like, in the middle, in the front. We saw a band play right before them called Lozen, who are two of the like hottest, most tribal metal, awesome
those
bitches.
Those ladies rule.
Those
I'm gonna
girls
have to play
Lozen
songs.
Yeah, we're gonna play
Max,
some Lozen.
Max, you're like you have them as a friend, so I need to hit you up and find out this lowdown on Lozen.
Yeah, Lozen's
you
the shit.
Know
they're
they
Washington. So like we're at this show where there's like two hard ass bands and they're coming at you hard. Nobody's moving except for Mindy and Nicole and kind of me. Like, I'm, like, headbanging, but I had heels on, so I, like, wasn't, like, marching around.
Mary's sister is pretty drunk, and
Nicole
so she
was
ready to rock. So
pretty,
she was hanging on me.
Pretty wasted.
Me
so
and
the
Nicole
two of them,
were rocking.
Yeah, you guys were, like, thrashing around.
I was like,
like,
yeah, come with me, Nicole. Let's really mosh.
Nobody else. Nobody else, guys. And then same thing at Melvin's. We're at fucking Melvin's at this tiny little shithole, beautiful hotel, but it's, like, a little room. And nobody is losing their shit. And at one point, a girl tapped me on the shoulder from behind to ask me if I could either move or not move around so much.
Wow.
It's the Melvins. It was kind of like that in Chicago when I saw him.
Can you move or not move around so much? Like, I literally was like, what exactly?
I had to, like,
these are the people who valeted to the fucking show, okay? They have to understand the
they
cunctitude.
Wear the black tie attire, like, was requested.
Oh, yeah, there was black tie attire requested. I wore my beautiful Motorhead dress.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's where I go when it comes time to fucking, you know.
second.
Guess what? Someone out there called 1-800-893-9562.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who called us?
Yeah, who the fuck am I speaking to right here?
Who's this?
Well, this is Frankie Rizzo right here from a small town. Small town in California.
What small town?
Well, my Jewish family and I, we just love you guys. We're big fans.
Who's yelling in the background? God, your life sounds hectic, dude.
Oh, I got these warts all over my ass. Oh, they're all nubby.
God and baby Jesus, help us.
It's going crazy.
I blew off these firecrackers and all my fingers and now nubs. Oh, they're all red and stingy.
Wow, there's so many of you there. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Who's naked, who's not?
Who's naked, who's not? That's a game we want to play.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, my nephew here took my phone and... we're having a few problems here. I'm Eleanor Steinberg.
the worst Jew in the world.
We're trying to start off a new year here. And,
What
well,
is the problem?
What are you
talking about?
Well,
tell Edith Bunker back there that Archie's not going to be home until later.
Yeah, Edith Bunker needs to know.
You meathead.
You meathead. You chucklehead. You fucking
bucket of... Can I ask a question?
Yes,
yeah, what's the
please.
Question?
Someone needs to keep talking.
How do you do what you do?
What
I just get up and do it. Yeah. Nobody's going to do it for me. I wish I could pay someone to do it, but I ain't got that kind of cash, dude.
Talking to?
They're on the radio, Martha. Leave them alone.
Oh, Martha. I think I know
is
Martha.
Is this Martha? Is Star around, too, or is it just Martha tonight? Fuck. If Martha's on her own, I'm worried.
Oh, Martha's here.
God.
Wait, but who's and then wait, Martha? You roll with fucking Frank Rizzo, doggy?
What are you saying?
What do you mean? I'm Frankie Rizzo right here.
Well, yeah, former mayor of Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo.
Don't talk to him. He's an asshole. Don't trust him.
Well, how are you doing, Martha? How you landing?
Can I have my cell phone back, Frankie?
I am the Sausage King of Chicago.
Frankie, give me my phone.
Oh, my God. There's, like, nine of you insane people. I picture all of you as, like, the hamsters in the Scion in that commercial.
It's like...
but you're all retarded.
I don't know what hamsters. What is going on?
They're, I have a Cadillac.
It's not hamster. It's hamster.
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 You'll never be able to pronounce
we're in
hamster.
We're Hamptons.
Yeah.
All right.
I worry, I worry about you, Bevy. I worry a lot.
How did you know we had a hamster?
I'll take a hamster.
It's in your bum.
On rye.
Why are you sticking hamsters in your bum? Are you queer?
I can't make you a sandwich with hamsters. There's no hamster sandwich in your future.
Hamster salad?
Well, where does ham come from? What do you order?
From kosher pigs.
Do you know that I secretly you're all getting boxes of spiders for Christmas.
Oh, I see where you go.
Belated.
Just assume that was Jewish. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, are we? I don't know. I'm not Jewish, but I've met many on TV.
I assume.
Oh, all of them.
All of them. All of the Jews. All those young Jews.
Even the weasel.
Even the weasel. Specifically the weasel.
Oh, I'm such a big fan of him.
You sound like you're fapping, and it's really it's putting me off. It's
fapping?
Off.
Are they felching?
I'll tell you what.
They sound like they're like doing it or dry humping. Are you guys sound wrong.
Dude, this is Pauly Shore, bro. Dude, are you guys fucking, bro? Do you guys want to do it? Bro? Do you guys want to get on? You want to get on fucking, bro? Come on, bro. I'm the weasel. Check it. Dude, Polly's in the place, bro. Check it out. Yeah, you want me to sign you? You want me to sign a copy of in the army? Wait, you want me to sign a copy of whatever movie I was in that you have with you? I'm Pauly Shore, bro. Damn, Pauly Shore. Call 1-800 Pauly Shore, bro. Yeah, what's up, dude? My mom owns a comic store, bro. My mom owns a comic store. Yeah, the comic store. I fell out of the right vagina. Yeah. Dude, check it out, bro. Fuck's up, brother. Check it out now.
You guys broke the Pauly Shore seal, so I hope you're happy with yourselves.
Way to go,
well,
bro.
Hey, man, we didn't know.
I didn't know.
Wait, is anybody over there named Kyle? Because Kyle said he was. I was hot earlier. I want to know if that's the same Kyle.
He was right,
who is
bro.
The Kyle that thinks Mary is hot?
Is there a Kyle? Is there a Kyle over there?
Skid Row Studios.com.
Tell me.
Boy.
No, he's never going to tell me.
Dude, we had this intro loaded up of our guests. We should play.
Well, I don't know, Kyle. I guess if you're out there, Kyle, give me a call on your own time. But right now, we're going to play some Skippy Simon.
Wait, you're going to play what?
We found a video of you on the YouTube.
Yeah,
oh,
up on the intranet.
So we're going to play it now.
So we're going to go. We love you.
Oh, shit.
I'm running outside right now. I'm going to get it.
There's a lot of great stand-up comics out there. There were very few party comics. You know, you had, like, your Red Foxes, Sam Kinisons, Andrew Dice Clays. You know, that type of comedy needs to come back. And I'm just doing my little part. I'm bringing the balls back. Fell.
Fuck yeah. Fucking ready.
On the stage right now, you guys, our headliner for tonight here at 3 Clubs. Let him hear you guys, Skippy Simon.
I'm fucking high as shit right now. Like, I understand why retarded children smile. That's how fucking high I am. The best night ever, man. Fucking religious people, shut up. Fucking shut up, dude. You fucking narc on us regular folk. Shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up, religious people. You know who you are. I'm so tired of your shit. I'm at the bus stop. I'm all drunk because I fucking wrapped my car around a telephone pole and it caught on fire and I was calling the cops to tell them it got stolen and everything because you got to be responsible about that shit. Some religious dude sitting there hugging a Bible and he's telling me about, like, oh, you know, what do you believe? And I'm like, I'm a born-again atheist, motherfucker. And he's like, you're going to hell. And I'm like, what? He's like, you're going to hell. I'm like, fucking awesome. He's like, what are you so happy about? I'm like, you won't be there. Wow. And then I puked on him. He's like, why'd you do that? I'm like, Satan says what's up, bitch.
That was me to you.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
What we mean.
That was
Skippy Simon coming at you.
That was from a very fun night, and I want to thank everybody who was there and was involved, because my buddy Eric got it on tape, and he made all those little snippets for me on the YouTubes. Yeah, if you want to check it out, Skippy Simon on the YouTubes, and just type in, you know, Skippy Simon, and also on Facebook if you want to, like, contact me there. Got the Facebook, Skippy Simon, and also on Twitter, Skippy Simon 667. Because I'm one up on the devil. Yeah. But
all right.
But needless to say, that's from a thing I did at the Three of Clubs in Hollywood. And it was just, I was completely wasted. Like the
that's
shots.
That's the way to be.
Yeah. The shots in there of me doing like whippets and like doing nitro or doing fucking bong rips and like drinking beers. Like that's preparation for my show.
Yeah.
You're pre-gaming it.
Like,
totally
our
that.
Shows like that, there's usually something involved.
Yeah, yeah, we're either drinking or headbutting each other or smoking weed.
If there's not weed, it's a depressing time, and you know that we're having some
We've had a rough fucking go of it before when we haven't had anything to smoke.
Yeah, it gets shitty.
We don't get our weed dicks out. Yeah.
We had an episode where we drank weed whiskey.
Oh my god.
Oh, fucking hell.
Dude, we got fucked. At the end of the episode,
it was just me and Mindy. Wow. We were kind of stoned when the show started. By the end of the show, like around the middle, is when we said, like, we're going to take a break and drink this weed infused whiskey. And we were like, this is a great idea. Like, and I kind of was like, I didn't believe that it was going to, like, fuck us up.
It sounds like melting juice.
Pretty much.
Like the end of the episode by like...
You can't even understand us. Like I've listened back to the episode.
We're just like 3 minutes. Well,
this guy, this guy calls and he's like, hey man, I'm rubbing one out. I'm fucking jacking off. And like, because he like started with something like that. And I was like, I was like literally like on a mean tear. I just like was mean to him. And at one point he was like, well, you know, it's, you know, since it's November.
Whack Morris.
Yeah, I called him Whack Morris. I kept saying his name was Whack Morris.
And what was it? Ace, not AC Slater.
Oh, he said, you know, he said something about Ronnie James Dio being a spinner. And like for some reason that just that like astounds and like befuddles and confounds me. Like I'm pissed about that. I don't like to hear that. Ronnie James Dio is a saint. He should be treated as such. Like
I agree.
But like this guy, like he was just like on my bad side, and so like me and Mindy were just being bitches to him because we were so fucking fucked up on weed whiskey, weed infused whiskey, courtesy of fucking Jeremy.
When I saw you live. Do you remember? I think I played with you, kind of. And I was wasted. And I heckled you. Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a heckler, dude. She was heckling the other night.
I come from a land of hecklers, and I miss it. And then in LA, no one heckles me.
Oh, no, I absolutely adore hecklers.
Do you want me to start heckling you? Because I totally
will.
Come
to the shows and heckle. Like, someone did it once, and I just heckled back, and then they shut up. And I was like,
well, that's just it. It's just a, you know, I learned in the Army that you have to be smarter than the equipment you're working with. And I realize that every time I get on stage that everybody who is in this audience, I'm greater than them. And the reason why is because they paid to come see me. My mom said it the best. She goes, you know what I love about what you do? Because it's better to be a smartass than a dumbass. And what you do, dumbasses will come see your smartass perform.
You know, my mom said one time that was like, I've held onto it for a really long time.
What's that?
My mom has said, it's always easier to apologize rather than to ask for permission.
Oh.
And I totally, totally like agree with that. Like we were talking about like being funny.
That's a good one.
Being funny and being
life.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
Like she's like, you're like 9 times out of 10, you're going to feel better having to like apologize because you went too far as opposed to like asking for permission to go that far.
Yeah. Like, do you
and I kind of get it. I mean, I don't live the kind of lifestyle where I'm like offending people on the regs, but like, I think that with like the right kind of like sense of humor, you can actually like take it kind of far.
I think if the right people heard us, they'd be quite offended.
Yeah, I know.
Were
the wrong
Westboro
people
Baptist
put it that
Church?
Way.
Oh, I'm sure something on here might offend them.
Yeah,
we should get them here.
Well,
Westboro,
what I love about Westboro is that like I could totally go in there like fucking like, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing and like be like, hi, I'm actually really interested, blah, 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 and like infiltrate their shit. And then hi, you've been had. I'm fucking from the hot box. I'm fucking podcasting stoner shit. And you're a bunch of horrible, horrible white people.
Yeah, I'd say what
you make me embarrassed about being white.
There's
I protested that.
Me too, yeah.
They may hate me.
Was it a Ronnie James Dio thing?
No, it was in Sioux City, Iowa, like 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my friend was in the newspaper because we were protesting the protesters and we were yelling at them.
That's what we did, yeah.
He had a t-shirt that said, eat a queer fetus for Jesus. And it was in the paper and I was so happy about that.
Eat a queer fetus for Jesus.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Fucking do it. I dare you.
Yeah. Fucking, they're just
nutritious.
Horrible.
Oh, wait, what was your farm song? They're bloody and slimy and taste like shrimp. Was that what it was?
Yeah. You know it.
Yeah. I know all your songs, Mindy. I'm your biggest fan. I'm your hype man, remember?
You are.
I'm going to start following. Basically, if you guys ever see Mindy around and you're like, where can I find a dope-ass drummer? I'm going to be following her around and telling you how good of a drummer she is.
You're the Flavor Flav to her Chuck D. You're that dancing dude to her dude from
I'm that green
Boston.
Hat that hangs out with Snoop-a-loop, Snoop Lion. Snoop.
Oh, wait, you're talking about
Bishop
Dog
Magic Bomb.
Oh, I want to
hang
out
with Snoop. I want to play drums with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Mindy has like a Snoop Dogg hard on that's been lasting her for basically since I met you.
I'm a rapper at heart.
You are. So am I. Oh, did we actually, did we record anything last night or no?
Oh, Jeremy's not paying attention. Jeremy, no, did we record, did we record the raps?
We got all that. We got to just clean up the audio files because there was all kinds of craziness going on. So,
did we get any of the chewing on the balls shit?
What's that?
Did we get any of the chewing on the balls
I have you guys
shit?
Singing chewing on the balls in the elevator.
Oh, no.
And I just remembered that on the way down, I'm wasted and I'm talking to the camera. So I don't remember what about. I just remember that.
I freestyled
the
song.
I picked you ladies up.
It's basically the first thing you guys are going to hear from us is I've started freestyling on a song that Mindy made beats for called Chewing on the Balls.
Chewing on the balls.
Yeah. Chomp, 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 motherfucker, I'm chewing on the balls. Chewing on the balls. Chomp, chomp, motherfucker, I'm chewing on the balls. I don't want to sing it all because I don't want to give it away.
I can get under that.
It's a good song.
I mean, over that too.
I like the beats.
Yeah, and then Mindy writes the beats. I hold down the tasty jams, you know, sing song.
We wrote a jingle. Hey, maybe we can play the jingle.
No,
Jeremy.
Not yet. The jingle sucks. I have to sound better somehow.
Oh.
I think.
Wait, you guys are playing jingles?
Well, we recorded a jingle, but it's super teamwork, but it needs so much cleaning up and like, it just needs to
get
better.
Oh, wait, do we only have 3 minutes left?
Yes.
This is it. Skid Row Studios. It's the happiest place to be. Skid Row Studios. Fuck you, FCC.
I dig it. That's beautiful.
It needs like 5 things to be better.
If anyone
about
wants to pay me millions of dollars to write jingles for their advertising.
Mindy will jingle all over your fucking jingleberries.
Is your turn?
I'll
Mary's see. Turn to hit the joint. So
yeah, you guys.
2013, we're going to bring on some awesome guests. I promise we'll get business cards and we'll try really hard to get, what's his name? Snoop Lion.
Yeah. Whatever he goes by. Mindy, let's do really quickly. Let's go round robin. What are your New Year's resolutions?
Oh, man. Oh, to finally like record and actually physically put out a solo album.
Okay.
Not just like fuck around and not do anything with it.
This is empty if you want to bash it. Oh, we're there. Okay, what about
you? Make beats for you.
Huh?
New Year's resolutions?
All I need are some tasty waves, a cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Shut the fuck up. All right, perfect. Jeremy, New Year's resolutions.
I don't do that shit.
Say one thing
Jeremy's
that you might
too
do.
Too cool to make goals.
He's way
I've
too
I've reached
cool
all my goals many years ago.
Really?
Everything's
see,
perfect.
So you peaked, bro?
It's a constant ladder.
Peaked,
once you reach when,
I was when like
you
22.
Reach them, you got to make more. I've like reached so many goals, but I have more. I'm climbing.
That's good.
My goals are stupid. It's not like fortune or fame. It's like, I want to play this show. I want to do this.
Do you want to hear my New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
I've thought about them long and hard. I'm going to try to be more of an asshole and try to lose another 90 pounds.
Wow, so no, she's trying to get her fucking like pass.
I'm trying
to get
be
her
as awful as possible. No, actually, I don't have any New Year's resolutions other than take care of my family and take care of my dog and take care of myself. Nice things, you know, for nice people, because I'm a nice person.
You are
a nice aww person. Very
Mary
nice
is so nice.
Yeah. I'm a nice yay person. It ends up being that. But yeah. I actually don't believe in the New Year's resolution thing either, but I don't fucking feel the need to embroider the subject like Jeremy over here.
Yeah. I have goals.
Fucking
like,
Scrooge.
I always have goals.
Yeah, I got goals. I got aspirations.
That's good. Wait. Hey, my buddy just wanted me to do a shout out. Hey,
it's working out great for me.
Shout out.
Am I allowed to do a shout out to my buddy Sleestack in Pittsburgh?
Okay.
And his podcast, Sleestack 1971. Cause I just want to let you know, I fucking love him. He's when I first started listening to podcasts, he was one of my first, and like
oh,
I just
cool.
Yeah, he's one of my absolute favorites. So anyone who's out there listening, I mean, like, and not saying this show isn't fantastic, but like my buddy Sleestack, he's a local Yinzer from Pittsburgh, and I just love the guy, and I wish as a verbal hug to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Sleestack1971.com, motherfuckers. Because he's fucking great.
Well, we love Sleestack. We love Skippy Simon.
Yeah.
We'll
have to do a conference
other
call with Sleestack.
Oh,
can't
definitely
wait.
He'd love to do that. Yeah,
Mindy,
he's a great dude.
Mindy, we'll definitely be back here next
You've
Tuesday.
Been listening to The Hot Box. Check out our podcast. We have hotboxshow.com, facebook.com/thehotbox. You can email us at info@hotboxshow.com.
and we love you.
Mary's going to set up a fucking Twitter one of these days.
I'm going to set up a Twitter, bitches.
Naughty Show and Black Fag. Naughty Show, Black Fag, Skippy Simon, me. Yeah, let's do it. Fucking party 2013. Yeah, awesome.